Amen.
So let's go further and look at what is the evidence that I have received the Holy Ghost. Why this is important to have the evidence. Praise the Lord. It says, the Bible in Matthew chapter 12, I think verse 33, where he says, a tree is known by her fruit. You are asking me how? Hallelujah. He said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. If you see a tree standing, and you look at it and say, oh, that's a mango tree. What makes you say it is a mango tree? My daughter here. What makes you see a tree and say it is a mango tree?
Because of the fruit.
You see, the first thing when you see a tree, you want to know which type of tree is it. Is it correct? Anytime you see a tree, the first thing in your mind is you want to know which tree is this. So that you will know whether it is Ube, Bubalume, or guava, orange, even the orange itself. There are different oranges. There's tangerine, there is grape, and the rest. You want to know which type of tree. What do you look out for? The fruit. So also, anybody that comes and says he's a Christian, and you want to confirm whether he's a Christian or not, what do you look out for? Is it the dress? Witch can sit down without a ring, cover head, everything, yet na witch. A fornicator can finish fornicating, take his bath, put perfume, and dress, and come and sit down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you want to know which tree it is. Even here now, you want to know whether this person is a Christian or not. It's very easy in the camp. Wear your roommate's slippers and go to the bathroom and come back. Who carry my slippers? I don't like that. You are devil. God punish you. Come, don't sit there because we're in church here. Don't mess up with me. Oh, it's manifesting a fruit so that you will know which tree it is. You match somebody, he give you tata. What happened to the grace? It's manifesting a fruit. Another person sees you crying. Sister, why are you crying? What's the problem? Don't worry. And then cheers you up. What happened? I don't know. Somebody thief my phone. That thief has manifested his fruit. Don't worry. Okay, take my own phone. I dash you. He has manifested another fruit. Is it possible? You don't have another phone, no? Just for somebody not to cry again, love, compassion, you carry your own and give him. Who can do that here? Clap for those who put their hands up. Clap your hand for those who put their hands up. It's a fruit they are manifesting. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's see some of the fruits now, as the Bible says, because I want you to understand so that when you are praying, Lord, I am a sinner, then you will know why you are calling yourself a sinner. So that you will know why you have your prayer point. Lord, deal with this aspect. I don't like this. I lie. I am still a liar. How can a Christian lie and feel comfortable? Praise the Lord. Let's read some scriptures. Galatians chapter 5. Who will help me read it? Verse 19 up to verse 25. Another person, get ready with Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. Another person, get ready with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Are we there? So who is reading Galatians chapter 6 from verse 19?
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Yes.
Which are these?
Yes.
Adultery. Fornication.
Now, that is, what he's saying is that the evidence that you live your life in the flesh, this is the evidence. When you begin to see this manifestation, say it again, start again.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Name them. Adultery.
Uh-huh. Which are these? Adultery,
uh-huh.
Fornication,
uh-huh.
Uncleanness,
uh-huh.
Lasciviousness.
Uh-huh.
Verse 20. Idolatry.
Yes.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Variance.
Yes.
Emulation.
Uh-huh.
Wrath.
Uh-huh.
Strife.
Strife.
Sedition.
Seditions.
Heresy.
Uh-huh.
Verse 21. Envying.
Envy.
Murders. Drunkenness.
Yes.
Reveling.
Uh-huh.
And such like. Of the which I can tell before you, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these such things,
they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, because your own end is lake of fire. See, this thing we are talking like play. You end up in the lake of fire. You know something? Amen. This is how human beings are. Everybody knows the law that if you carry gun and rob somebody with a gun and you are caught, it's death sentence. You know it. They will still go and carry gun and rob. Then when police is coming, they are running. So you know what you're doing is bad. The way police catch and finish, they are crying. Just forgive me, one chance. I will never do it again. You really, I will never do it again. I will never do it again. I will never do it again. So you are crying now. Did you not know? The day somebody will go to the lake of fire, that is the day you will remember that we have been reading this thing in the Bible. And God gave you opportunity right from when you were small. You were hearing this thing for you to change. You didn't change. And you die. Do you know when you will die? Small children, they know they die. You can die in any age. You can die by accident. You can die by sickness. You can die by ritual killer. You can anything at all. Death is everywhere. Everywhere. So don't say you are young. That's why let me enjoy my life first. Do you own your life? Do you know tomorrow? So it's stupid for you to live your life and think like that. And live useless life emulating people who don't know anything beyond their nose concerning life. One of these days, he named them one by one, and you have no excuse because you have the Bible. You have Bible. It's written there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Open it. From verse 9. What does it say?
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?
Unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh. Be not deceived.
Don't deceive yourself.
Neither fornicators, nor
idolaters,
nor adulterers,
nor effeminate,
nor abusers of themselves.
That is homosexuals and lesbians.
Nor thieves.
Nor thief.
Nor covetous.
Thief, not thief. Whether na phone you thief, or na your friend you carry in sugar when you know there, you open carry 2-1 cube, put for your own, you thief. Anything that does not belong to you and you carry without the consent of the owner, you are a thief.
Uh-huh. Nor covetous.
Covetous.
Nor drunkard.
Drunkards.
Nor revelers.
Revelers.
Nor extortioners.
419.
Shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
He said, none of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. And you want to enter the kingdom of God. You want to go to heaven. You want to have eternal life. None. If there's any thief here now, repent or fire is waiting for you. And your own fire starts from here, from the earth here. You know why? There is no thief. These are, I know of these two people, two groups of people. Two groups of people that never live a useful life. And that's why we must say it for your age, to take it seriously. If not, it is your future you are destroying. Number one is thief. Because anytime you carry something that does not belong to you, you steal somebody's property, the person come and rain curse on you. And death and life is in the power of the tongue. And imagine you go here, you thief, the owner curse you. Whoever carry my phone, whoever carry my shoe, whoever carry my cloth, whoever carry my this, it don't go better for you. Yeah. And it will come to pass. That's the reason why some people cannot stop stealing. From the day one, they steal. They can't stop it again because a curse has been released that you will continue to steal until you thief. They carry tire, put for you, put petrol, and burn you to die. Nothing works for them. Nothing, because they are moving under curses. 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 See those who do armed robbery. You collect the person's thing, finish, and you kill again. Or you enter somebody's house, you collect their thing, finish, and rape the women there. Some even after raping, kill them again. For doing what to you? Nothing. It is a curse. It started in somewhere before it built up like that. And once they do that, they never go free. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of nobody kill another human being and goes free. They don't catch you today, they will catch you tomorrow. Nobody. That is one. The second one is fornication. I think I explained that yesterday. It's fornicator. Fornicators. No womanizer ever progresses. No womanizer. Take note of these things, because this thing I'm saying will be following you for the rest of your life as you'll be hearing it. It will be re-echoing. Because I'm speaking by the Holy Ghost, I am certain, I am sure, when you want thief, you will hear my voice. Cause you go follow you. I know they will. That's why I'm saying it very hard. Any man want to sleep with you, will just say, now my future, they destroy. So, now my future. Run away from that man. Run away from that girl. Praise the Lord. They want to turn you to a prostitute with that. Worse still, why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Who answered me? Why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? What was their offense? Nobody know. No. What are sisters? Anybody know why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed? Eh? Yes?
Praise the Lord. Because of sexual immoralities and sexual perversions.
Sexual immorality and sexual perversion. That's why homosexuality is called sodomy. It's from Sodom. That was their sin. Until angels came to confirm what they are seeing from heaven. They were men. We are chasing men, angels, to sleep with them. And you know now, the commonest thing now that the devil wants to mess up the young people with is that spirit of homosexuality. It's even in the church. Some pastors are homosexuals. Ministers are homosexuals. Church workers are homosexuals. And that is the sign I know that it is time for this earth, fire, to consume this earth. Because as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, Jesus says so. So shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. By the time their immorality and perversion go to the extent that a man will chase a man, a woman will chase a woman. They marry man to man, and they marry and become husband and husband. A wife, women will come together, woman and woman, and they say they live together forever and ever. I was in a street somewhere in Belgium some time ago. Young, oh, your age like this, young. Two of them, they don't hold. On the street, they don't come. Then they hold their hand, they were going. I said, what is this? My friend tapped me and said, you never see anything. I was somewhere and I saw a naked girl. When I say naked, I mean naked. No pants. No breast there. She was walking on the street and going. And when I said, what is this? The guy said, no talk, or police will arrest you. I said, why? He says, it is freedom. He said, it not force you, make you look up. He said, she went to work naked. What did it concern you? If you touch her, said they will jail you. If she too come touch you, they will jail her. So she's going, jail. You too go, jail. Freedom. When you are laughing me, it was evident. I say, this world will soon end. True. This world will soon end because God will not allow this to happen. Do you know how many countries have passed the law for gay rights? Gay marriages can take place. How many countries? Almost every country. The only countries that have not participated are these Asian countries. And then some countries in Africa. But the whole of Europe, the whole of America, even America was Supreme Court judgment. Everywhere. And it is a sign. And if Bible says, I am the Lord, I change it not. If because of that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, what makes you think you do it in this age that he will not destroy you? Those of us who know God and we know Bible and we know how he works, fear, they catch us. That very soon, something will happen. Can't you see a prophet prophesied what happened in Florida and the rest? He told them that there is a judgment that is coming. There's one Indian man, Sudan, or something like that. Sudan, that's his name. He prophesied that it is judgment. It's not devil. It's judgment for the immorality going on in America. You saw a whole town destroyed. Those islands packed up. No single thing standing. It's judgment. And it is only warning. Because we have the trumpet angels to sound. We have the vile angels that we sound in the book of Revelation. That will shake this country. The Bible says that, the whole world, that people will run to the water. You want to commit suicide, water will vomit you and say, me too, and they find where I will go. They will run to the mountain. Mountain will reject them. You enter a hole, you will come out and say, I beg. There is no hiding place on the day of the Lord. Now we are warning people, we are talking, we look like fanatics. But I'm saying it boldly because I am sure what I'm saying now, somebody will remember it one day. I heard it too. You are used, some of you used to go into churches where the pastor said, it doesn't matter. I am here to tell you, it matters. Apart from the incurable diseases you pack among yourselves. Why will a man kiss another man? Why will a man lust after another man? It's perversion. God hates it. He calls it abomination. Why will a woman kiss another woman? You see them, men will be dressing and acting like women. The man will go and wear a ring. That is what they mean by that word, effeminate. That's what he means. It will not be your portion. I say it will not be your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's continue that scripture. We are not finished with Galatians chapter 5. Where did we reach? Now go to verse 22. Now you have seen the works of the flesh. So let's go to chapter 22 now. Now the fruit of the Spirit. The evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. Sorry, let me add this. When Satan wants to finish you, then any of these abominations, he will make you to go and do it inside church. If your own thief is uncontrollable, don't thief for inside church, because there's nowhere you will go that you ever receive deliverance, because now it is between you and God. So who will deliver you? Telling you. Because I'm talking to youth. Some of you, the cause that wants to destroy your future is so much until it is, you claim you are going for youth activity in your church. Meanwhile, it is a meeting point to meet your girlfriend in the church. Inside church, you go sneak, go one corner. They're touching herself. Inside church. You know, your future is the, you are looking for trouble. Your future is what you are destroying. Inside church. See? Youth fellowship. There are churches that do that. It will not happen in Brand Assembly. Like, the angel will flog you. You will start to run mad. They will say, what happened? We don't know until you confess. Am I cursing anybody? I say you will run mad until you confess. Am I cursing anybody? You will not run mad in Jesus' name. Because I am warning you now so that you don't go that way. That's the purpose of the camp. Faith, come by hearing. Serpent spoke to the ears of Eve. That's why we are here today. I say it again, it will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Go on, read on. The fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, as if you have the Holy Ghost. Evidence of the Holy Ghost. We're looking at the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Verse 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk, live our lives in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. Ephesians 5. Can we read it? It said, for the fruit of the Spirit, evidence that you have the Holy Ghost, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. That is, doing only things that are acceptable unto the Lord. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is that before you do anything, you want to think, is this thing I want to do, is it acceptable before God? The Spirit of God in you will let you know, this is not acceptable. I don't know where it is written in the Bible, but inside of me, something is telling me I should not do this. That is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Let's read again Ephesians chapter 5 again from verse 3. Ephesians chapter 5 again from verse 3. Let's read it. See what it said. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. I repeat, verse 3 again. But fornication, because it's the commonest thing now. Satan has taken over everything. Everything they show on television, internet, everything. Because it is easy now to access the pornographic sites. Everybody has it in your phone, has it everywhere. So everything now, Satan has initiated everybody to see sex as normal. Let's read it. But he's warning us. But fornication and all uncleanness, homosexuality is uncleanness. Or covetousness. Let it not be once named among you that call yourself Christians as becoming saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. And you know what I mean. Don't they bring them to the pulpit now to jest? There are churches that bring comedians inside the church to use the name of our God to joke with it, to jest with it. Let's read on. Not jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Let's read it quickly. For this you know, that no whoremonger, who is a whoremonger? A whoremonger is one that sleeps about with somebody you have not married, sleep there with women, sleep here with men, sleep here. The Bible calls you are a whore, a whoremonger. No unclean person. And this uncleanness, nobody say you know the bath. It's not a bath. You know what is uncleanness. No covetous man who is an idolater had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Heaven can never come near heaven. Let no man deceive you with vain words by saying it doesn't matter. He said, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. This earth, that is the reason he's coming to destroy this earth. Be not ye therefore partakers with these unbelievers. For you we are sometimes darkness, but now you are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light anywhere you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Walk as children of light anywhere you are. Let everybody know you are a Christian. By the way you dress, by the way you act, by the people you associate with. Always remember that you are carrying a light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost, there will be a transformation. You can say, I was like this. Now, this is who I am. And you know what? While you are still alive, it's God giving you opportunity to repent. Once from your heart, you make up your mind, say, no, I don't, this heaven I must go. I won't spoil my future by these momentary enjoyments of life. God will just come down and help you to live the type of life you have decided to live. Praise the Lord. Stay, evidence is that you will stay with truth and you will identify truth as we spoke before. Then, there is also the manifestation of the Spirit as an evidence of the Spirit. Now listen, when you have the Holy Ghost, there will be a manifestation. And those manifestations is the gifts of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Listen very well. Once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there must be a gift that will follow. Nobody receives the Holy Ghost without a gift. And that gift, because the Holy Ghost baptizes you into a body, and you become a functional member of that body, one body of Christ, made up of different members. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says so. One Moses Alu. Everyone going like this is Moses Alu. But Moses Alu has members called the hand, the leg, the eye, The nose, the ear, the mouth, the head, the hair, wherever it is, some are visible and some are not visible. The heart is not visible, but very important. The kidney is not visible, but very important. The lungs are not visible. The intestines are not visible. The digestive systems are not visible, but very important. Amen. And so when you are baptized into the body of Christ, you come in as a functional member, supplying something to the body. Amen. One body, several members. Nobody is redundant. So the evidence that you receive the Holy Ghost is that this gives in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Can we read it? From verse 4, they will begin to manifest. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit that dwells in you is given to every man to profit with it. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11. But all this worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. You have the Holy Ghost, you must at least operate one of these. Every joint supplying something to the body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But also take note that there is the anointing of the Holy Ghost and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For the rain that falls on the just and the unjust. The mystery of the anointing is very deep. Psalm 68 verse 18 says, He giveth His gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. Listen to this statement I always make anytime I talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I make this statement that you operate gifts. It's not entirely the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost. But if you have received the Holy Ghost, you must operate a gift. Because there is a difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is the anointing, the Spirit of God coming on somebody. There is the Holy Ghost coming on you, and there is the Holy Ghost coming in you. Do you understand? There is the Holy Ghost coming on you, and there is the Holy Ghost coming in you, coming into you. So the Holy Ghost will fall, and some, it will only be on them. But some, it will penetrate to the heart, to the soul, for conversion. The one that comes on you will give you gifts. God just wants to use you, and he wants to use somebody, and he will just give you gifts. They are the ones that will operate the gift and still live a useless life, and the gift still continues. Amen. And when God gives you a gift, He doesn't take it back. The gift, Romans 11, 29, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. Praise the Lord. He mentioned there are differences in administration, differences in operation, and differences in manifestation. Different manifestation, different administration, different operation. Different administration there is how you receive the Holy Ghost. Differently. Amen. There will be different, you know, how will I know that you have received the Holy Ghost? Looking at you, there will be something that will happen to you that I will know something has happened to you. That is the manifestation. But the administration is how you will receive it. Receive the Holy Ghost. Five of you sitting down here in this front row, he may give you in different form. That is the administration. He administers it on you, different from the way you administer it on you, different from the way you administer, different. If you say you receive the Holy Ghost, put up your hand, you will put up your hand. You are sure something happened. But what happened, what you will narrate will be different from what you will narrate from what you will different. But the important thing is different administration is the self-same spirit. We don't all receive it all the same way. So, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, amen. Some of the ways, some people you will just see it as a light. That's the administration. A light will just come and hit you. And you don't know what happened again. Praise the Lord. You just don't know what happened again. Eh? It's like you said in the afternoon, they prayed for you. You don't know what happened. All you know is that you found yourself standing up and all your body was dead. Correct? You are telling me. Eh? Something happened to you that you can't even explain.
Yes.
Yes. Sure. You know, then there are other ways you begin to feel in your body. Many, many. They are inexhaustible. You are not exhausting them because they are different. Different is the Holy Ghost that does it. But the commonest one that we have come to see in all these years of ministry I have come across and then ministering the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because God has given me that grace. Under my ministry, people receive eternal life. And today, somebody will receive it. Who is the person? Thank you. Put down your hand. See, even me, I sat down there. I said, Lord, I don't want to be Agbero. Do you know Agbero? Eh? There are some pastors that are Agbero. You will load the bus with passengers, but you are not entering that same bus. You only collect tithe and offering. Then the rest, the bus carry them to heaven. Then you are here with tithe and offering. Azubakba. It can't be my portion. It cannot be my portion. That bus, let me go drive up. I will pack all of us before Jesus. Let me go first come down. They open the door for all of you to come out. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and sing this song. Come to the Savior.
Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. He's standing today, tenderly say, He comes.
Joyful, joyful,
joyful, joyful, joyful, joyful,
first. Let me finish the rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody here, when the Holy Ghost will come upon you, listen to what some of you will go through. Some of you will just feel fire all over you. When you feel it, don't be afraid. It is the Holy Ghost coming inside of you. Some will just be dancing in the spirit. Dance where you know we dance. Normally. You will dance so, dance so. Some people will be acting as if they are drunk. Drunk like it happened on the day of Pentecost. Move here, hit this one, come on, hit this one, come on. And the thing is this, you try to stop what you are feeling, it will just increase. So that you will know, it is the Holy Ghost. Some will just fall down as if all your bones have been removed from you. They'll fall down there. And some will bust out and start speaking in tongue. Oh, speak in tongue and speak in tongue, tire. Some you just be there shaking and quaking and shaking and shaking. All your body is vibrating, shaking, shaking like a railway passing. Some you feel movement inside your stomach as if everything in your stomach wants to come out. Some you just feel cold, very cold sensation like that. I said they put you inside the fridge. And some will be shouting, screaming, shouting. What did they shout? You don't know what did they shout. They'll be shouting. Some tears will just be coming out of your eyes. Tears will just be coming out of your eyes. And before you know what, another one, you'll be feeling breeze inside your ear. Breeze. All this, somebody will experience it here today. We already know. Just release yourself. Let him do what he wants to do. When the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, the spirit that has been living inside of you must give way. So sometimes that is when the battle starts. The spirit inside of you, somebody here, Holy Ghost baptism is everlasting deliverance. Because the two spirits cannot live together in you. One must go. And the one that pay your price on the cross of Calvary is the owner. And when he comes, that spirit must go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.